Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm truly sorry that I missed everyone in the month of March. My own personal rut appeared, and out of the blue. If the evil one can't get to you directly, he personally attacks the weakest link in your chain. For my new listeners, I am Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy 644478 at keen.com for readings, and hopefully we'll begin working next week. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. We welcome input or questions. Today on our health tip, I want to talk about high cholesterol. Our health tip for today, it shows that 200 milligrams create a risk for heart attack, and it rises sharply within that number. The American Heart Association urges everyone to take measures to reduce their cholesterol. We should strive between 170 and 190, and I think that information might be lower now. I think it has significantly lowered it. 28% of all Americans have high cholesterol levels. Some things to help is fiber power. That proves very helpful. Carrots, avocado, beans, celery, garlic, nuts, ginger, among others. These are the ones that were listed among the highest. And this information was obtained from the book called The Green Pharmacy, written by James A. Duke, Ph.D. Our cosmic weather, the moon in Aquarius, with a stressful aspect to Mars and Uranus, could mean short fuses with temper, need to let off steam, not a time to confront problems. Pluto's also retrograde, and that's meaning something in your past that's dark that you don't want to recognize or face could surface. Or it could be related to family, and some of this could be very shocking. So this Pluto retrograde creates a whirlpool of emotions within people. So, you know, it's really not a good time with these two aspects. The sun and moon is trying to help us through it. But the Spirit of the Lord expressed that this dark setting, this Pluto and stressful aspect, moon and Mars, are things that we may have buried that we don't want to look at. But, you know, this is a year, 2019, where we need to get rid of all that stuff. We need to face it, confront it, end it. The good side of this in prayer is the Lord told me that angels would be assigned. God will be an adversary to our adversaries. You can find this in Exodus chapter 23. And assets for daily living, Exodus 23:25. The affliction, whatever it is, will be removed with faith and prayer. Abundance to overflow and a new beginning. So this is a year that is ushering in new beginnings, and it's part of the cosmic goings on here. So over the years, as a spiritual advisor, I have talked with a lot of believers who still find themselves struggling. Some in relationships, some health issues, others their finances, and for long periods of time feeling stuck in a rut that they just can't seem to get out of. A lot of just settling, going, well, this is my lot, and settling for less than God's best. And God's best for our lives is definitely abundance. Jesus came to give us abundant life, and you have to be able to receive it. And, you know, our thinking affects the way our life plays out. First, it starts with thinking a certain way, and then the feelings kick in. And this is all reasonable and biblical and sound. And this is a year of manifestation and development. It is a year to where we can really turn back the clock over years of struggling. So some of these, like the dark times coming in, and stress that we may be experiencing is an indicator for change. So, again, the call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297. So we don't need to settle. We don't need to settle. We need to expect, it is our divine birthright to expect abundant life. And I'm here to help with encouragement. So don't settle. Don't give up. And how do we do that? You shift your thinking. You shift your life to believe the best for yourself. What is, actually, what is saturating your mind? Are you focused on the problem? Are you focused on the issues when we should be focusing on the solution? We need to believe. We need to believe God. You might not believe people that you're around, but believe God. Believe that all things are possible to those who believe God and believe God's promises. And when you find yourself focused on the problem, find a scripture that addresses the issue that you're looking at, whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's relationship. And, you know, gratitude is a good prescription to change things. Find something to be thankful for. And you start that whole cycle, then it lifts the change. It begins to start the levels of change in physical and mental. So, you know, find something to be grateful to God with and praise Him. In the middle of your rut, right in the middle of all the problems, find something to praise Him for. We all have conflicting voices that come into our head about ourselves, about other people. Choose what God's opinion is of us. God's opinion is good. Get in touch with your spirit where all the blessings are. What's in front of us is our circumstances. Present conditions are looking back at our limitations, and expect God to take us above that and take us through that. And remember that if you can believe what you ask for, you can receive it. Expect everything to change, and remember that expectation, believing that you're going to receive something, is the groundwork for miracles. So right now I'd like to take the time to pray. Father, we look up to you today and believe what you say about us. We need your grace to become mighty spiritual warriors, not equated to our weaknesses or mistakes from the past. Today we ask you to bless us and enlarge our territory. We refuse to limit you with our thinking and receive our breakthrough today in Jesus' name. Next is our attitude, which is a mindset, and it takes over all other facts. We can make it easier by controlling whether it gets better or getting worse by our thoughts. That's why today's show was talking about stinking thinking. Stinking thinking is thinking anything contrary to the promises of God. So we tend to focus on the negative, which is, and then we start to expect the negative, and we begin to speak the negative. God's answer is yes to our prayers. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says that we are made in God's image, and success means that we can stay out of I can't. Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things. Believe it, affirm it, and faith takes that kind of action. And when you're double-minded or you're doubting in any way, you're erasing faith to prove to you that what I'm saying is true. Okay, let's begin taking some calls here. Good to be back on the air, folks. I love it. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
I'd like to see what shows
Hello?
Up. Hello?
Okay. I hear you. You want to see what shows up?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're undecided about something, but you're going back and forth with it. But you're going to have a personal victory if you can believe in the good news. And the good news is that God answers our prayers, and his promises are true. People may not be. There's a little depression around money. And there's some kind of action coming up that changes your financial outlook. And you need to think about this carefully, because it looks, you may want to get a reading when this comes up. This may be an offer for a different position or a different location. And you really probably should look at that when that comes up. It says your life is going to get better, the better part of your destiny. There is a major change between June and July of this year, and it is a financial change, so, and it looks for the better. But again, like I said, I think we need to look at that at the time it comes up. Is there anything specific you want to ask?
Love life. We need
okay.
to make relationship.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have a strong guardian angel here trying to lead you into a really good relationship. And I see something within the next three. That could be 3 weeks, 3 months, definitely not years, because it's in the present line. And you are going to be in love here. First, I think you're going to take care of what I'm seeing in the first run. And it says that you have something going on from a past relationship. You need to come to grips with that. You know, not everybody's the same. There's no two snowflakes alike. There's no two individuals alike. We tend to think that everybody's going to be the same, but it's not true. This is your year for completion.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for participating, and God bless you. All right. Okay, let's move on here.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, yes. Hi, I'm sorry.
You're on the air.
Stressful day. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Catherine.
Okay.
And thank you so much for that prayer. I am a believer, and I've been praying for a breakthrough, and I was wondering when you see that happening for me, please.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
First card is surprise. I like surprises, especially if they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, they've been talking about... there is an offer coming up, and I think it is going to surprise you. It looks good. Yeah, it looks real good, as a matter of fact. So you do have hope for that. And also there's a move this year. That just came up. Reading cards just go tell you what they want to. So this is a year of opportunity for you. There's a level up. There's a move. It's you deciding to move, not having to move.
Wow.
And your career. This is a year of manifestation. We have to deal with old mindsets, getting, you know, our ruts, so to speak, what we're stuck in, and old habits and things like this. This is a good year to break habits. This is a good year to really change things, and we're being prepared for it. Things are coming into that we have to face, and just make that change and go forward. So this is going to be a good year for you, career-wise, and also a better home.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating.
Thank you. God
bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's go on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
My name is Maria. I call it from New York. I want to see what you say on me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, hello, New York.
What?
Okay. I said, hello, New York.
yeah, but there's rain over here. It's a cold. It's rain.
You've been in a struggle, and you've been very stressed, and so you're about to make a change, and there's something with a person in your life, and that they let you down or broke your heart or betrayed you, and you know, but there's hope for this person to change, and not that you have to go back into it, but you will you will see some. Also have something legal. I'll need to look at that. I need to look at that because it just, that's the last card, so it didn't tell me. Okay. I also have the legal thing is has to do with property. Now, whether that's an inheritance or a property that you own, I think you should try and catch me on Keene. I'm going to try my best to get on next week. It looks very favorable. If I do, it'll probably begin on Wednesday or Friday for sure. Friday probably for sure. Also, there's a new relationship coming up for you. And are you struggling with a health issue? Hello?
I'm okay. You know, I got arthritis one in my arm. What is wrong?
Well, it's not a serious health issue. Well, I was saying there's a lot that you can do. I am a great follower of BioInnovations. That's Dr. Richard Becker and his wife Cindy, and they're on TV, I think, almost every day. And you can call into his program and tell him, and he gives you supplements that actually work. I'm doing really well with arthritis pain because I'm taking Boswell and some other things that he recommended. And he personalizes it, and the only doctor that I know that gives care packages. So if you want to call me on Keene or email me, I'll give you his information. Okay?
Okay.
You have a lot of changes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Okay. God bless.
Yay. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Guess who?
How are you? Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Hold on a second.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. I hear you good.
Okay.
How is Miss Linda today?
Oh, Miss Linda. Miss Linda came home because everybody was picking on me everywhere I went today. So I said, I'm going home. I don't want to be out there. So that stuff that you were talking about, that was my day.
I know. It's really crazy. It's cosmic.
Oh,
but
no.
It's making us. I know people can have a short fuse today.
I know.
You know,
like,
they really can.
I was at the bank and I'm talking to a lady about, you know, mortgages. And she's like, well, blah, 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 blah. She goes, and she stands up and she puts out her hand and she goes, I have somebody coming. And I turn around and look, there's nobody there. She's just trying to get rid of me. I was like, oh, I was like, I'm going home. That's it. No more. You know what I wanted
okay.
to tell you and people listening real quick? And I don't want you to say anything why I'm saying this. I went to the store today and I got a candy bar. And I go to the register and I pay for it. And it cost me $1.99. So I go to the lady. I says, here. And I bought her a candy bar. She goes, no. But do you know, when we do that little thing, that little $1 thing, do you know what we do to somebody's life?
Yeah.
It gives them the brightness of the spirit, and it's like you're showing them that the spirit is alive, and we need to keep that. Okay, now, I'm not going to say anymore because I'm not preaching. It's your show.
No, but it's true.
Okay.
$1 with God's anointing on it can move mountains. You know,
yes,
that's just the way that works.
True. It's so true.
Yeah.
But I would like to know, because I feel like I have so much to do and I'm never going to get it done. And it's like, am I going to get it done in time? Like, I don't know. That's my question. So,
well, you want to think you can get it done. You want to call upon Jesus and ask him to give you the angel Metatron, who will organize and make sure you get it done.
Okay. Kind of some things I put off because I'm scared. I'm scared it's going to come out bad. So I don't do it. I was like, is that...
Well, don't listen to
that,
stinking thinking. Don't listen to that. Fear does not come from God. He gives us a sound mind, and he does not give us fear. Fear comes from the devil. Don't listen to that. It shows that you've been struggling with your family issues, and you have a lot of wisdom to share. And you will make peace with them. And I believe with all my heart it'll be this year, because this is a year of manifestation, as I said. It's just that when we're listening to our emotions, and your daughter is, she's being operated by fear. Fear of you, fear of the man in her life, fear of the system. There's just fear, fear, fear. So you need to stop these thoughts when they come, because you are meant to, you've got a lot of blessings coming. You have a lot of blessings coming.
Well, you know what I'm going to do with them, right? I'm going to bless others.
Yes.
You know me. That's between me and you. That's who I am, and I'm never going to change. And that's why God blesses me, so I can bless others. I had nothing, and I was thankful. Last year, I suffered with nothing, and I suffered. But you know what? Through all my suffering, I didn't cry. I didn't get sad. I smiled, and I turned to the Lord, and I said, thank you. Thank you for this food. Thank you for this roof over my head. Thank you for the littlest thing. And then you would see abundance. And I don't know.
Very
don't get
true.
Me started.
Because
don't get me started.
You start thanking God, and it opens up the building of your faith. Even in the middle of something terrible, find something, like I said, find something to be thankful for. You know, I'm thankful that I'm up breathing and taking liquids today. You know, just anything, and you'll start seeing a change happen. You're on the right track, and you're going to be you're going to see the fulfillment of your desires this year, okay?
Is there a man going to be like a relationship? At least somebody I can share my stuff with. And you know what I'm asking? Yeah. I'm lonely.
He's got to be special. He's got to be special.
He's not Jack. But,
well, first of all, you're going to achieve financial security, but this man that you want will probably occur when you move.
Okay, when's that? And then I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry, everybody.
That's okay. It's probably, it looks like between July and August.
Okay.
Or
I'm
sooner.
Starting to have, July or August, I'm starting to have conflict. Like, I don't know where I'm going anymore. Like, I thought I had all figured out. Now I don't know where I'm going.
I don't do them, but there are, I'll look and see who's good. You can have a relocation chart done, which is done in astrology. And when I get back to work, I'll look and see who does that. And you can get that done. It'll show where you would thrive the best in the world. Okay?
Yes, I want to do good.
I'll do that.
Thank you. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for participating. God bless.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, James 1, verse 7 said, God gives us good gifts. All good gifts come down from the Father of lights above. We have power over the enemy, but sometimes it's hard to see that when you're right in the middle of it, because life brings storms to us, but God shelters us. Isaiah 25, verse 4 says, God is our refuge from storms. He didn't say they wouldn't come. He says he's our refuge. There are storms in life. And one particular storm was when the disciples were in the boat. They actually had the power to stop that storm. And Jesus was sleeping. They just didn't know it. And so, and that's true of a lot of us. We just don't know it. And we get caught up in it. Mark 4:26-25, Jesus told them that they had little faith. 1 John 4:17 tells us that he is, as he is, Jesus, so are we in this world. Speak this over your situation. Rise above every situation in life in Jesus' name. Be encouraged. God listens to us. Psalm 116:1 says we are forgiven. You know, one of the hardest things for people to do is forgive themselves. And we need to do that because we stay in a rut when we don't forgive ourselves. Matthew 9:2 says, past, present, and future sins are forgiven. Be assured what God will never leave you nor forsake you. So hang on to that when things are tough. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there.
All right.
How's the fam? Everybody doing good?
No, I've been in a bit of a rut myself, and I have my grandchildren again, the three girls. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be a grandma.
You are. Congratulations.
In July.
Aww.
My oldest is expecting a son.
Oh. Oh.
So.
Well, congratulations, sweetheart.
Well,
you know, it's, you know, I get genuine love from these girls and your grandchildren. I love children. There's no pretense with them. And
right.
And when they love you, they love you.
Well, and I agree
that'll
with
be
that.
Wonderful for you.
Well, I'm just concerned that, you know, his girlfriend's not the most loyal person, and I'm just hoping it's not going to be heartbreaking.
Okay, let me look at that.
For me,
well, you know, this is going to change her. This is going to change her. And we may have some success here. I don't think it will be. There's a little bit of, you know, whenever we change, it's not always an overnight process.
Right.
And but I think she's going to change a lot. Over
I'm hoping. So what else do you see happening in my little world?
Okay. Well, you're starting to get control of things, and I've got good news for the future. There's been a lot of emotional dragging you down, you know, pulling at you. But that seems to be leaving. This seems to be a year of change for you and opportunity for a good man in your life.
Okay. Is it the one that we've talked about before, or is it somebody else?
Okay, let's look at that. Is he new or is he still in the present? Well, he appears to be new. He's a very successful man. He's alone in the world, kind of giving up on things. But you know what's really strange? You may meet him through that man you know now. Poetic justice, right?
Yeah, I've kind of had that feeling. But
well,
you know,
you're intuitive. Yeah, they're both here. They're both here in this reading. They know each other. I don't think they're super close or anything. They just know each other business-wise. And they're together, and he's very attracted to you, the new man. And he kind of thinks that his friend should have made a decision a long time ago.
because you don't see the friend doing anything any different than what's been done.
He's kind of in the mindset that he's supposed to be the way he is, and there are times that he dreams about, and he does think about you. All, I mean, you're a significant person in his life. But I think he thinks that's the way he's supposed to be. But, you know, it might surprise you because when this other man shows an interest, he may, you know, compete.
Well.
This is going to be fun for you.
Having him fight over me. That's what I've always wanted. Well, I mean, he's having some issues.
Go ahead.
His mother's not doing well, and he's concerned that she may pass this year, or shortly anyway.
Yeah, well, and he kind of does feel like that he's stuck in this particular, you know, he kind of gave up on healthy relationships. He just kind of felt like it just wasn't meant for him, or... He's stuck with that thinking, you know. He's just like stuck there. He's in a rut, and that's what this show. We're picking up everybody's ruts here.
And you don't seem coming out until this new one, huh?
Well, this is pretty quick. I'm sure you're going to have communication with him because it shows that, you know, he's getting involved with taking you places or things that he's going to, and
mm-hmm.
This is where you meet this man. It's not like on the first meeting.
Okay. Just one more question. I'll quit monopolizing all your time. I've just been so busy with my family and trying to help take care of them since all their surgeries and everything. I'm just starting to get back to me here. My financial situation. Do you see any improvement?
No, I show that you've been disappointed there with people that maybe haven't either owed you money or didn't give you what was needed, or there's something there, but it's in the passing influence line, and I think you're going to be very surprised this year. As I said, this man is very well off, very successful. And, you know, he's a no-frills kind of person. And being connected to him, he's looking for something meaningful, even possibility of marriage. And if you were to marry him, yes, your finances would go up immediately. Yeah. So there is an improvement, and there's an improvement in health, too, for you.
That's cool.
So I'm going to say
cool.
Yes to that.
All right,
I don't think
well.
You're going to have... I think today you might, you know, this isn't happening right now, but when you actually meet this person, I really don't see a big struggle with you making a choice here.
Well,
okay.
I'll have to come down to who sees me as the best thing, so because
okay.
You'll treat me that way.
That's right.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you for participating.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Anything
That's
you have to tell
point.
Me? Yeah.
Okay. See, that's really good. That's a really good positive way to get a reading. Just tell me what I need, you know, and it covers it. I like that. Well, you got some worries here, concerns, I want to say, not so much worry, but things that are in front of you that you're not worried about for your family, and has a potential to be destructive health issues, but I don't think it's going to be, because I see that it turns out to be good, and you have your own personal disappointments about money, but that's going to change. You're being strengthened right now, and there is definitely a move that is going to be beneficial to you in all areas. Definitely a strong support group, so I don't think you'll be struggling with money like you're struggling with it now. This is a new beginning for you, and that's what this whole thing, these planets that are they're trying to make us face things that are holding us back and move forward. So I think you're going to be very surprised. There is a financial windfall this year. And there's nothing coming up in your love life because I don't think you want it.
No, thank you. I do have one question. I am concerned. I am concerned for my best friend, and I'd like to know if she's going to be able to get out of this situation quickly.
Okay. First card is good news. Happy ending. And there is a big struggle, but it is going to come under control, and it's going to happen relatively quickly, either right before you leave or right after you leave.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. This is all wonderful news. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, too. Thank you for participating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. How are you?
I'm better. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to see what's going on with me as well, what is coming up for me.
Okay. Well, the first card says true love. Wow. True love's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a money thing here. I need to look at that a little closer because it has a lesson involved in it, whether it's a past lesson or present lesson or future lesson. That's what we need to look at. But I have a happy ending crossing it.
Okay.
So, and these things are coming quickly. They're coming quickly. There's not a long wait here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to be, your finances are going to improve. There's either somebody giving you money or the sale of something. There's money coming to you.
Yes, now that money has come definitely from my tax refund. So that definitely just came like 2 days ago.
Okay. So you're going to find true love, and your finances look real good. I think this is a little more than just an income tax refund.
Really?
Could be, because it's due to come. It's not quite. I mean, you got a little taste of something of that change of that vibe. You know, sometimes things come in and then it just keeps getting better. But you are going to have better finances this year where you feel like that you're stabilized. There is some sadness around a family member. Now, it doesn't mean death. It could be you something that you need to be compassionate with about. It's just coming up. I have a female family member.
Yeah, I think I know.
I
think it's my daughter. She's going through something right now, and I'm trying to help her get out the funk, and you know, I took her somewhere to get her set and see what's going on with her. It just seemed like it's really agitated at school when she's at school, and she doesn't show it as not at all at home. It's just at school, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's anxiety, a little depression.
No, there's help for her. I mean, right now she's undecided, and there's some depression there. And
yeah.
Change.
Okay. Because she wanted to get on medicine. I'm like, why do you want to get on medicine? You know, I feel like she needs to talk to someone.
I see you helping her to resolve this, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, I think you will help her resolve this, and, you know, it's just, it's going to take a little bit of time, but not a long time.
Okay, good. And like what you said with true love, I kind of deal with two guys. One guy, he's not stable, but he's a good guy. He's just not stable in life. You know, I put that overall thing. And he's crazy about me. He says he loves me and stuff like that. And we have a good time together. And then it's another guy that I don't know. I don't know if he likes me that way. I mean, he just don't tell me. It's like the lack of communication and of the situation he's in. So I don't know if, what do
okay,
you feel
on
about
that
those
one,
two guys? Which one?
On that one, this one that is not expressing himself, he's been hurt and he's not sure of anything about himself. And it may take a long time with him. The other one, he knows how he feels. But he's got to stabilize himself. And what you need to do is probably contact me on Keen. Give me both their birth dates and let me look at that. Okay, they're both in your life. It's part of your destiny. And I need to look at that a little better, which I won't have time on the radio show. Okay.
But those two, definitely not my true love. Because I don't feel like they are, you know, because the one
but
that
I do see it happening.
Stuff, well, one of them.
But I can give you solid answers if you contact me on Keen and we'll do the look at it in numerology and I'll give you a definite answer. I don't have, you know, I know the one that is crazy about you and thinks about you. He's just dealing with his own, some kind of personal issue, but. And the other one's been hurt, and he just doesn't know whether to trust or not, okay? And I'll give you more information than I don't have time to deal with it on this radio show, okay?
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Okay. Now, I can do it through an email, you know, okay?
Okay, sure. No problem.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is that you?
Hey, that's me.
How you doing, Janet?
I'm glad to hear
you're back and everything.
Thank you.
So that's a good start, isn't it? So,
yes.
I can tell you've been sorely missed, that's for sure. But
thank you. I'm sorry, too. This is really, the whole thing knocked me for a loop.
Life is never in a straight arrow anyway, you know, so.
That's true.
But I've been through.
Jesus said, in this world we'll have trouble.
Yeah, I've been going through
it. In this world we'll have battles and there's storms in life. What can I do for you?
Well, I guess what's on my mind the most right now is this contract that this guy named Ed Ferenczka. He is supposedly put together a proposal. He's trying to get this high-dollar contract with the DHA. And I heard about it, and he wants to bring me on if he gets his contract or his company or whatever. And I was just kind of wondering if you can take a look at that and see if you know, him and his company are going to be able to acquire this contract. Cause it would be a game changer for me.
Yes, he is going to get the contract. Yes, I got
any
ideas
that you could pick up when he might
okay.
notify us or let us know? Because
okay.
we want to understand, they want to get started on it by June, and
well,
see where we
June
are
came
right
up.
Now.
It's actually having it done. It's moving along a little faster than what he thinks.
Right.
So it's showing that I do see, yeah, June, it's coming up. June is actually being in place and ready to go, and you getting money from
okay.
it. There's another money opportunity in the meantime, in the interim.
Okay. Right
okay.
now, I'll take any kind of money I can make because I got a hell of an IRS bill this year. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm starting school. I'm starting back at school in May. And so, because I got to climb up and get a BA degree now to be able to work in this field because it's just getting so watered down with a bunch of crap. But
okay.
Anyway, yeah, so.
But we'll look at all that in depth.
Yeah, I've been like you. I've been hit with so many different things, you know what I mean? So life is life.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the biggest thing that's on my mind right now is, you know, knowing about this, you know, if this contract's going to come through for this guy and, you know.
It is, and it shows it being very active in June, actually in place. But there's something coming up that's going to bring in money for you, too. And we will definitely keep you in prayer, okay?
Yeah, all right, I appreciate it. And I'll probably hold
no
out
problem.
Till I sit and talk to you or something. I hope I catch you on Keen.
We'll
Keen's been
it,
doing
yeah,
a lot of weird. Keen's been doing a lot of weird backward stuff, and I'm just about ready to. Yeah, I'm about ready to go to Casamba or something because they cut you off for no reason, and you know, and I'm like, well, there goes you know some money right there. If I want to reconnect with the person. Then there's somebody that got in, you know, in line, you know, in between. And then when you
okay.
get back with the person, it's like it cuts you off again. It's like, and then Keen, you know.
Well, I have
I
your number
my,
on
I,
file. I'll give
up.
You a call. I'll give you a call and we'll talk about this, okay?
All right.
What's the best
great.
Time to call?
Yeah. Oh, any time, really, you know. In the
okay.
evenings for
okay.
you
okay.
or
okay.
whatever is good. Yeah. I
okay.
like to catch up and see
thank
what's
you.
Going on. All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you. And thank you for participating.
You
hello, you're on the air.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Hello.
It's Chandra.
I'm
how
good.
Are you? It's Chandra.
Hi, Chandra.
How are
miss
you? We miss
to you.
You. Yes.
Thank you. I'm coming back.
Good.
I'm rising out of the ashes.
Excuse me. Okay.
What
I wanted
can I
to
do
find
for you?
Out how soon. Still waiting on the settlement. It's coming down to the wire. How soon is that going to finally come through?
Okay. First card says you're getting money. Three. Okay.
Finally.
It is coming down to the wire. I'm going to say there's going to be a meeting and a settlement,
mm-hmm.
like a settlement conference kind of thing.
Yes.
I got three. That could be three. It's in the present line, so it's not months.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, not years.
Right.
It's either three. It's true, and I don't believe that it's 3 months.
Excuse me.
I think
okay.
June is absolutely the latest. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Also, I'm still waiting on the background check, the clearance to go through for this job. I've already gotten the offer letter and everything, but I'm still waiting for them.
Yeah.
How
the
soon
new security
will...
measures is taken. I got a week on that.
Yes. Everything's happening at once. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I've been waiting
yeah.
patiently.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it's a week or less, okay?
Okay. My other thing,
I'll look
my
forward
son.
To talking to you on
how
Keen.
Is he doing? Oh, yes.
Who?
I just want to ask about my son. Is he going to be okay? Is he going to pull back through? You know, we go in and out with him.
With yeah,
illness.
He really has emotional struggles.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to pull through. It looks like things are better for him this summer because he's going to have a little money.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be able to feel better about himself. But he's got
good.
Some, you know, he's got some real... issues, and a lot of it stems from father figure, so you're not to blame, okay?
Yeah, well, Dad is spending more time with him now than keeping him busy or whatever, so hopefully that'll help him too. Yes.
Okay.
All right, dear. I'll give you a call soon, okay?
Thank you very much. All right.
All
God bless. Thank
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shoot. You know,
hello, you're on the air.
I don't know how you got me back, but I got to tell you something. Everyone was praying for this. It's Linda. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda, let me get back to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me get back to you, okay?
I just want everybody to know I'm praying for them. That's okay. Go. I'm good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hello?
Hang on, I've got you here. Hang on. Okay, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. Vicki, how are you?
I'm good. I'm getting much better. Thank you.
Good. I just am doing a general, I guess, and a car question, and that's it.
Okay. Well, a lot of your burdens, you're kind of getting rid of one thing. You're in a preparation, what's called a preparation period. You're being prepared for a different level, and this covers finance and relationship. You're going to be able to make a change here, and this is a well-thought-out thing. Whoever's helping you as going to think it out well and plan it so that you won't get into any trouble financially.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a person that feels bad for what's happened to you with the car deal.
Okay.
And they're going to help you to be able to do that. You're going to get what you want. Also, you're going to start feeling better about yourself financially. Okay, there's a windfall, whether it's a win or something. Sell a property or something. There's something. It's not giving me exactly what it is, but we're grateful for it. Your mind is good at analyzing things right now, and you've made up your mind to just stay where you're at, and not you're not doing anything emotional. You're trying to think about. And be,
everything.
You know, be, yeah, everything. You know about what kind of man you don't want. You know, I mean, you really know what you want now. You know, you're not confused on that level at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you're about to step into a new beginning.
All
and most
right.
of your rut, you know, little trials and tribulations are over with.
Oh, good. Okay.
You have a good job. You have stability there. You know, you finally got that, so that's under control. And now you're just being, like, prepared for the right person in your life.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. So the car thing will
That's
going to
happen.
Okay.
It'll work out.
You got a time frame on it? Do you feel comfortable? I don't like to ask time frame, but do you have a time frame on it?
I'm going to look at it. I feel better with the time frame without Mercury being retrograde.
I know, right? Oh,
yeah, I know,
huh?
Oh, it sure was.
Mm-hmm. The aftermath was worse.
I agree. I'm going to say for meeting this man is August, you know, July or August. Or you could meet him right after your birthday, but knowing what you want in July and August, knowing that, hey, okay, this is the right one kind of thing. Your material outlook is improving, and this relationship will be a very successful combination. And he does well. You know, this is a man that does well. You're going to like his mind as well as everything else.
Okay. No, I had the time frame was for the car, but I won't worry about it. I'll just let it happen the way it should happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try the car thing.
Okay.
I thought it was relationship. I'm still stuck on relationship.
I'm learning to not ask about that. I'm just like letting it, just let it happen when it's supposed to. That thing. Because every time I ask, it
Good. good news on the car. Actually, I'm going to say a month.
Oh, good. Okay.
Or less.
That's about when I'll,
okay,
be. I'll be ready. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thank you so
all
much,
right.
Daisy.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome, and
day.
Thank you for participating.
Huh? Thank you.
Father God, as we close the show today, each and every person that called in, I pray that you, I know you gave me in my spirit that you're assigning angels to help each and every one of us make these changes, and that you love us. And if people just realized how much you do love us, we want to be grateful and thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We want to be grateful and thank you for the Holy Spirit and our progress. And we look forward to this year as being a manifestation year for us. And we thank you for all that we have in Jesus' name. Okay, there's actually 3 minutes or less left on this program. I will see everybody next month. I thank you for everyone that participated, all who are listening. I pray for your blessings on you. I pray for you to be in love and light and to succeed this year in Jesus' name. Okay, I will let everybody know about the next show. Thank you for everyone who called in and who's listening. Bye now.